ain't got no silver. I ain't got no gold. In the watch sheet winter, with its dawn so cold. You know I froze in sun. I ain't got no silver. I ain't got no gold. In the dead street daylight and shadow, and in a dark so cold.
This is 1.21 gigawatts on BFF.fm, and today in the studio, Laura the Heckler, famous from the last episode.
I was going to say, I hope people listen to all of the episodes in a row.
I think so, yeah.
And you play them.
Everyone must listen to all the order. Episodes. Yeah.
Thanks for having me here again.
Yeah. What year did you bring with you?
This year I went pretty recent and chose 2011. Mm-hmm. I've been basically tracking kind of my favorite music that I listened to since about 2009, 2010. So I kind of wanted to go back to one of those years and look through what I had marked as favorites and see how they aged. And and kind of it's been interesting to research and check in with artists and see kind of what they're up to or if they still exist as artists. We just heard Chris Bathgate, the song No Silver off of Saltier, which he put out in the spring of 2011. He actually just had an album out this year and he's touring this fall. So that's pretty cool. You can catch him. I know he's playing California and Colorado and kind of all over. He is originally from the Midwest and he actually moved out to California, I think a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And so he's been now making music and farming here, which is kind of a delightful
good combo,
thing
yeah.
to see.
It was somewhat of a timeless song. It could have been recorded, feels like, earlier.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely does. Like, he's kind of the alt indie country folk whatnot.
Yep.
I love his lyricism and like how he sings, and so yeah. Keep an eye on him. I think he's been on like NPR, Tiny Desk, and kind of on that scene.
Cool. Yeah.
And it's just delightful. So we're going to play a couple songs next, which I think are probably potentially the two kind of most popular on the entire playlist, kind of like traditionally popular. The next one we talked about a little bit, it's James Blake cover of A Case of You, which if Joni Mitchell did nothing else other than write this song for him to cover, that would be like more than enough. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And it came off of an EP that he put out the same year as his debut album. So we'll listen to that next.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. Well, your face gets done it twice. You're my blood, you're my holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling. I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember the time you told me love was touching souls, but surely you touched mine, cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. You're my blood, you're my holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling. And I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your life, she knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. So bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet.
Undermine every little lie in this world come from divine. Say you my love, say you're my home. Feel my chin back, slit my throat, take a bath in my blood, get to know me. All out of my secrets, all my enemies are turning into my teachers. Speak up, light's blinding, no way dividing. What's yours or mine when everything's shining? And your darkness is shining, my darkness is shining. Have faith in ourselves.
So the song we just heard is called Truth. It's by Alex Ebert. Came off of an album called Alexander. And it may have sounded sort of familiar because he's the same guy that is the dude from the Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Mm. He's Edward Sharp. So, like, I find that that stuff to be somewhat insufferable. But I really, really love that song.
It's nice, yeah.
And, yeah, so that's just off his solo album that I think he put out kind of right around the same time as all the Magnetic Zero stuff, but has a little bit different sound. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then before that, as mentioned, we heard A Case of You mm-hmm. by James Blake.
I think my favorite part of that song is towards the end, he kind of lets out a little sigh after playing his own song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, yeah, again, it was kind of like nice to go back and revisit some of these songs that like, I just listened to over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I've listened to since, but just not kind of all at once. So, so that was kind of like the mellow part of this hour. And then we're going to turn it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
So kind of coming up next, there's going to be a few songs, starting with one called Oceans by, a group that was called New Navy. Mm-hmm. They're Australian. And apparently they broke up before their debut album actually was released.
That's kind of impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, they put out music for a few years. I think something mm-hmm. like 4 years. This was on their debut EP. Mm-hmm. But then now I think a couple of them are back making music. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
called Islandis. Mm-hmm. It's like Island plus is. I'm not sure. And I played that track last night when we were kind of working on this stuff, and it was the one that I was like, oh no more of this. And so that all being said, Oceans is delightful, and we'll listen to that next. Mm-hmm.
The hold I'm seeking could never hold you and me. The hold I'm seeking never hold you and me. The hold I'm seeking could never hold you and me.
Mother, I tried to do right by you, to do what you asked me to. I did wrong and I knew. Mother, I tried to behave for you. Now I'm a digging a grave for you. It was all I could do. Find a way back home, make everything new. Well, I wish it was true. Father, will I give my soul to you? I came in blindfolded for you. It was all that I knew. Open your arms and I'll fly out of hell up to you. I wish it was true. Come on out from the cold. You're lost outside there, don't you know? It's not what you say, it's what you do. Just keep wishing your wishes are true. Will your dreams a reality? Yeah. There's no pain, there's no misery. Just polish the blood and the bruise. There's just no way you can lose. Well, I wish it was true. Country, I was a soldier for you. I did what you asked me to. It was wrong and you knew. Country, now I'm just a stranger to you. A number, a name, it's true. Throw me away when you're through. The home of the brave and the free, the red, white, and blue. Well, I wish it was true.
So the song that just wrapped up is called Wish It Was True by The White Buffalo.
Is he in any way related to Pearl Jam's singer?
Jake Smith? No. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
There must be some genetic mix-up at some point.
Vocally related.
Vocally related, yeah.
Yeah. No, and it's this is embarrassing, but I was like just finally really listening to the lyrics and I was like, oh, wow, this is really intense. And because when I was researching, kind of looking at the background, I just went down Wikipedia, you know, the rabbit hole is real. Mm-hmm. And like, apparently a bunch of his music was on Sons of Anarchy, which is nothing I've ever seen. But I kind of just like went down that rabbit hole and missed kind of really looking up what this song is about. But yeah, it sounds like it's actually pretty political in a way that I support. But yeah, he also, I think, has an album out this year, and it's pretty country. Mm-hmm. So, and then before that, we heard 11 by Tao and Mira, mm-hmm. and that's a collaboration between Mira and Tao from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Apparently, so this is kind of cool, and I was thinking about this overall. There's a good number of kind of Bay Area connections with this whole list, but mm-hmm. that album was recorded in San Francisco with... Meryl Garbus, aka Toon Yards, producing. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's kind
of. Do we know what studio? Should we have like a studio visit? Can we invite ourselves to the studio?
I mean, I think so. I'm sure they listen to this.
Yeah.
So
I think so.
Yeah. Must be. No, I think so. It wasn't Tiny Telephone, which is the only studio that I like recognize.
Okay. And we'll find out.
Yeah, and I don't think it was whatever the studio was that Fleetwood Mac recorded in. So
The Sausalito one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, we could just continue guessing, I think. We'll get it eventually.
We'll just start like making up studio names.
Yeah. We'll get
there. Well, what's your guess?
I have no idea. I know there's a big one. There's a big one in the Tenderloin somewhere where Neil Young recorded a bunch of stuff.
Oh, really?
Don't forget. I forgot the name.
Actually, it would be pretty fun to do like a studio tour.
Yeah.
A tour of studio tours.
I think you can. We can try knocking.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I want to say this one. No, I think it was San Francisco. It's like, is that Oakland or San Francisco? But anyway, yeah. And those apparently they kind of started collaborating through Noise Pop.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, cool.
That's kind of cool too. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, good times.
What do you have coming up for us?
Oh, so next we're gonna kind of get into sort of genreless music, I think.
Is that a thing? I guess.
Well, it's one of the ones where you just kind of like make up.
Cannot
like,
pin it down.
Yeah, it's like indie electro pop vocal.
That sounds like many genres.
It is.
Wrapped up.
It's all just the...
Now you just need a catchy name for that combination.
Life. Yeah. Good to go. Like the portmanteau of that.
Yep.
Which I can't do.
Nope. We got nothing.
Okay. well, it's going to... The next few songs kicks off with a track called Way Too Fast by a gentleman who goes by the name of Active Child. I feel like he was kind of big. Like he was getting there a few years back. His name's Pat Grossi. He plays harp.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened is he stopped playing harp and then things kind of went south.
His one thing.
Yeah. I think he started doing some traditional kind of indie rock, indie alt electro instrument.
Yeah.
Thus removing differentiation.
That's a shame.
But he did, I think he opened for James Blake once.
Full circle.
And I think I missed that show and was very upset because it was here. And but I did see him at Bottom of the Hill. It was a great, great show. So we'll start with that and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Way Too Fast.
Yes.
Trust in your way. You know.
wrapping up is Cruel by St. Vincent. This is one of the artists on this list that I think we're all pretty familiar with and are still touring and performing. And in fact, her newest album just came out this, well, let's see, last month.
Yeah, there you go.
Well done. And, but yeah, that was off of Strange Mercy. Mm-hmm. And, it's such a great track.
One of my dreams is that Feist and St. Vincent will do a guitar battle on stage.
I mean, St. Vincent with anyone, I think.
I think that'd be pretty fun.
Have you seen her?
It's been a while. I think I saw her at Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago, like 4 years ago.
Yeah, something. I saw her a couple years ago, but yeah. She totally is the person that can, like be on her back, like doing sort of like the AC/DC, like,
yeah, she slammed her head into the drum set repeatedly as a thing. It was somewhat confusing.
Yeah, no,
but she went for the rock and roll.
Yeah, so she's like super rock in like stilettos.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
Incredible, and she's so talented. So that's what we just heard, and then before that, Wild Beasts, which also was kind of like they were gaining more popularity. I feel like recently, and then. They apparently just announced that they're splitting up.
Oh.
They have an EP out this month, or I guess in October, mm-hmm. whenever this gets played. Mm-hmm. And their last four shows ever are going to be in February 2018 overseas. So,
where are they from? Or where are they playing, rather?
Well, they're playing, I think, like UK and like literally, I think like London, maybe Dublin, maybe Paris. Yeah.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That circuit.
They're British, but yeah, and I can't remember if it was going to be like just in England or kind of all over, but.
I have a question for you. What were you doing in 2011? Paint me a picture. Do you remember?
Drinking heavily.
Okay.
Yep. So not that different.
No. Okay. Well, now this.
No, I'm trying to think. I think I went. I think that was the last time I went to Austin City Limits Music Festival.
Hmm.
And I was working at About.me.
Mm-hmm.
That is, yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. What were you doing?
I just moved here, so I was exploring San Francisco.
Drinking heavily.
Lots of people visited, apparently. I just checked my calendar. Tons of people were like, hey, we know someone in the new city. Let's all go there.
Yeah,
Which is probably a bad idea because I didn't know anything about the city. I was just walking around aimlessly.
You're like, let me show you Union Square.
Here's a burrito.
Well, I mean, you know what? That's pretty good.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I don't know much else that I, you know, I was around, but
you were existing.
I was existing. I just like searched 2011 in my calendar, and literally like six things come up, and it's all dinner invitations.
There you go.
So.
So
I ate a lot too, apparently.
Tasty year.
But yeah, but we were talking about other things that happened in 2011. It's not just what we were doing, but.
Yeah. The Fukushima nuclear disaster. So that was a happy times. We had a new country in the world. It was graced with South Sudan. Not sure how that went, that's going.
But yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any happy news from the year.
Will and Kate got married.
Oh yeah,
which you know you kind of poo-pooed, but
I mean I didn't know who you were talking about.
That's just true.
Yeah, marriage.
I'm like, Will and Kate who?
Marriage and royalty is not my favorite subjects, and yeah,
I love it. No, but I mean I read about it on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
and actually like they seemed very happy, and I'm glad. You know, it seemed like. Whatever, a good thing for their family to find love or something.
Get,
I don't know.
Get some new blood into the.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And I did read also that there were apparently 2 billion people watched this, which is.
So I guess some people care. Yeah.
Incredible.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh well.
So, you know, your turn, Zuckerberg.
What?
Well, 2 billion people on Facebook.
Right.
So like.
Sure.
You need to do something where every single user is. Watching to match that, yeah. Which is again like kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be, but
I feel like that really crosses political lines.
Yeah. Moving on, what do you have for us? in the playlist.
So the next two tracks are like literally two of my favorite songs of this year. And so if I were to compile, let's say, like a decade playlist, they would both definitely be on it. They're super fun. And neither of the musicians, I think, as existed for both of these exist today. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there goes my my calling skills in terms of long-term quality. We're going to start off with a track called Strange Love by Theophilus London. He was sort of this, like, again, just like multi-genre sort of hip-hop, funk, soul, electro, whatever. And this was out on his debut AP, which was released in February of 2011. And literally, like, he's on Twitter tweeting, like, about fashion and music. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what there's nothing that says anything he's done, like, since 2014. Mm-hmm. I think the last thing he did was work with Kanye West on something. So who knows?
Oh, well. Strange Love?
Yes.
On a lonely night, he sways off to the west, yes, to catch his flight. Her bedroom was painted red, she sleep through the nights. There's something cold in the air, something just don't feel right. Oh well, goddamn, oh man, ooh, ooh. Oh my, how nice of you to disregard all I do. Same six songs, lovers in the house, this ain't voodoo. Hey. Same's the visitor, same's the visitor.
Strange love, strange. Two beams is after her, her. And now I'm like harassing her. So I took a deep breath without asking her, her. I gave a good laugh for her. Left flowers in the bag that were bad for her. With a note opposite of a massacre. Took right off right after her, her. A fall approaches. Some may starch the weak for soldiers. I can smell a scent this week for sofa. Sea winds bliss, rocky boulders. We smash fists and brush shoulders. She's my gift, I'm vice versa. The more she drifts, we get closer. I don't read minds, I read pulse.
Strange love, strange.
But no luck, no din, and no lunch. It's funny how things don't mean much. No pics in my phone. Hotel says you're not home. And leaves me when I roam. At that day, would I know who you are? If all I knew, a loser. Or do I just stalk you? Hey, look at some guy named Mark moving. Five on the dot till he caught you. In the basement, and he brought you. Floors down, I'm a cart now. I'm yours now, I'm yours now.
Strange love, strange.
Strange, strange love.
strange.
Track's called True Loves by a band called Hooray for Earth, which apparently is primarily just a dude named Noel Haru. Mm-hmm. Noel, I guess. Hello. So he apparently made music for like 10 years and put out this album called True Loves. That's the track from it. Mm-hmm. And he had like a few folks helping him, but he primarily performed, engineered, and produced the album, which is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. They as a band folded in 2014, but he's reemerged as another band that I think it's him primarily with some other folks, called Mass Gothic, which did, I think, put an album out this year. And it's one of those things where I listened to the album not knowing who it was. And I was like, man, this really reminds me of Hooray for Earth. And then
there you go.
And I was like, ah, vindicated. But kind of similar, a little more, Mass Gothic is definitely more kind of rock, like mm-hmm. alt rock, but still has that nice kind of like melodic component. Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds good.
I think we just have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we're running out of time. So yeah. I want to thank you for coming on again. What do you have for us?
Yeah, and thanks for having me. Yeah. Very happy to be here. So in a similar vein, then the final track is from this performer called Balaam Akab, mm-hmm. Whose real name is Alec Kuhn, and he is also like a single person that does everything. This track came out in 2011, and I actually originally had something from an earlier EP, but he like made this stuff at home. He was born in 1991, so that he was like 20 years old when he made this, so that's mm-hmm. great. And one of his songs from another, from his like previous album before this, actually ended up in a commercial with Beyonce. So he's like done what none of us ever do. But anyway, it's called OY, and it's gonna be next. So thanks.